Any questions, comments, feedback, something somebody else wants to say? Does anybody else have a gimmick? Something in your pocket? Maybe your watch alarm? Maybe your phone? Somebody else got a gimmick that kind of catches you during the day, reminds you? Yes. Yeah, he was describing that he worked in an office environment that was very secular, and a couple times during the day he would pray the St. Michael the Archangel prayer, just as strength, for strength and protection, a sense of be with me, protect me. Yes. She sets an alarm on her phone for the Angelus in order to make the hours of the day count. So let me just say something about that. If this is the work that you're doing, then that's the work that the body of Christ is doing. And it might not be for you exactly the way you saw yourself or hope to see yourself or feel like this is the biggest thing in the world or the most meaningful thing I could be doing, but actually it is what the body of Christ is doing because you are the body of Christ and you're doing it. And so if we do it well, as best as we can, whatever that means, being true to who we really are, then that's what the body of Christ is doing. And that is the truth about sanctifying our work. It's not that we leave our spiritual life and go do this secular thing, but rather we are the spiritual life going to do this thing in the world. That's exactly what we're called to do. We're not all called to be priests and sisters and go off and live in the monastery. We're 99% of us called to live in the real world. We don't leave the church to go to the real world. We are the real world. And we sanctify that world by being there, doing that. And so you're right. We got to figure out how to be that. But don't get down on the job as if this is not good enough. No, if that's what you're doing, then that's what you're doing. And in fact, it's what Jesus is doing because you brought him there. And so just do the best you can there. What else? Yes. Yeah, great. He was talking about going to St. Augustine High School, all boys high school, and shock of all shocks, there's a lot of talk about girls there. And they think about girls there. My three sons all went to Saints. So, right, I mean, you can imagine a bunch of high school boys together. Even at a great school like St. Augustine, it's not all holy. And so he often would pray in the chapel on campus, praying for himself and for them, which is beautiful, beautiful, to somehow try to make this environment more holy. Yes. Yeah, so she has a little prayer book, Miles Christi prayer book, that has a prayer before work, has a prayer at little moments throughout the day, gives you something to say. Also a mouse pad with Mary on it, to kind of a visual reminder and a prayer on it. I have, in my office, I have all sorts of visual things as well that oddly enough, they've been up there so long that then you don't even see them. Does that happen? Right? So occasionally I have to move the paintings on the wall so that they look different, and then it catches my eye, like, whoa, look at that, which has been there all along, but now it's in a different spot, and I see it for the first time. So you might have to shake up your environment to see the things that you had put out there before. I want to thank you for the idea of the little prayer book and having something to say. I want to spin off of that just a little bit to reemphasize the idea that the words don't matter. It's not that the little prayer book has the magic words. They might be. The words might just be perfect, and it might be the gateway for you that opens it up for you. And so I don't want to, in any way, I don't want you to hear this as any sort of criticism, but I do want to suggest that the words don't matter. So if you don't have a little prayer book or you don't have a memorized prayer, it really is equally good, maybe more good, to just be present. St. Paul writes that the Holy Spirit prays for us because we don't know how to pray. And the Holy Spirit prays with inexpressible groanings. That sounds something like, oh. Right? Maybe that's the best prayer I could possibly have today. And maybe that's all I need, because maybe the Holy Spirit is so wrapped up in that prayer that he knows exactly what that's about way better than I could possibly put words to, and we're together in that. And so it's about being present, not about the words. Yes. Yeah, beautiful music. So Vincent plays the violin and in churches, and so the tunes come to mind, and sometimes he'll whistle the tunes, or he'll play air violin. He didn't say that. I said that. He'll play air violin, and that makes the tune present and the prayerfulness of that tune. Yes, you were going to say something. Great. So also pictures, images on the computer and around the desk, and she wears a scapular. Yeah. Yeah, cross and prayer cards. So I called all that gimmick, which was unfair, but there's something, you know, it triggers. Triggers is a better word, maybe. I used to wear a big cross inside my shirt, and I'm not somebody that wears crosses, really, but it was big, and it was inside, and occasionally when I would lean over like this, it would come out. It was heavy, so it would come out, and it would be like Jesus is peeking out, what are you doing now? And then I would feel it, and that all of that was like, oh wow, there he is, he's right there on my heart. And then, but really, when he would come out, I'd like, oh, get in there. Okay, so I'm going to throw these questions to you for your own small grouping. Is that what you're handing out? Yeah. This is three questions. It's going to sound like seven questions, but it's intended to be three questions. The first question is about where are you spending your energy? What do I spend most of my time doing? What do I think about the most? What do I spend my money on? So those are three ways of describing or maybe measuring what really looks like is most important in your life, right? That's kind of one way to evaluate, am I emphasizing the things that are really most important in my life? So what do I spend most of my time doing? What do I think about the most? What do I spend my money on? Are these the most important things in my life? That's just sort of a way to check in, kind of evaluate, where am I with myself? Question number two, in what ways do I or could I remind myself that Christ is present with me throughout the day? That's this conversation we've been having. Is there some strategy that might work for you to create a technique, a tool, a gimmick, a strategy to remind yourself throughout the day and to check in? And number three, what positive choice can I make that would give me 5, 10, or 15 minutes every day to pray? That is, to be fully present to God. I want to recommend that you devote 15 minutes of prayer every day, as a minimum, in one sitting, 15 minutes of prayer. If we're not doing that, then I want to recommend that you have 5 minutes of prayer and try that for a while. And the question is, where will you find that 5 minutes? And that's going to be your choice. Where are those 5 minutes, and where can I claim 5 minutes? You might have to let something else go. Maybe that's 5 minutes of Sports Center that I don't need to see on the loop for the 18th time today. Just an idea, just one idea. But, you know, can I find 5 minutes? And then maybe after a few weeks that grows to 7 minutes. And maybe after a few weeks you come to find out today was 15 minutes. And if you could hang in with 15 minutes a day, somewhere in the day, uninterrupted, being present, that will change your life. And I want to encourage you to do that. I'm going to leave you with one big quote. I have two books here that I recommend to you. One is called Letters from the Desert by Carlo Coretto. Letters from the Desert. It's a book about prayer. And the other is called Prayer, Our Deepest Longing by Ronald Rollheiser. You can see they're both very thin, right? They're very readable. They're written for us. You know, they're written for real people. And they're written by men who pray. And so there's real wisdom in here. Let me read this to you from Carlo Coretto. Prayer is immeasurable. So that goes directly to this. How do you know if you're praying well? Well, it's a bad question. It's a trick question. It's a nonsense question. Prayer is immeasurable and contains every other gift within itself. Think about that. The act of praying, the lifetime of praying, contains every other gift within itself already. Because prayer is the relationship with God. It is the sine qua non of life. Sine qua non means without that there's nothing. Sine qua non, without which nothing. It is the sine qua non of life, the treasure buried in the field, the pearl of great price discovered in the market. Listen to this next sentence. Prayer is the sum of our relationship with God. Prayer is the sum of our relationship with God. Let that sentence challenge you. Let that sentence convict you. Prayer is the sum of our relationship with God. We know with confidence that God is all in with you. Prayer is the sum of your relationship with Him. Right? And so if it's an afterthought, if it's I don't have time, I can't work it in, I'll see you on Sunday, I'm a nice person, I do good things. Okay, prayer is the sum of our relationship with God. We are what we pray. The degree of our faith is the degree of our prayer. The strength of our hope is the strength of our prayer. The warmth of our charity is the warmth of our prayer, no more nor less. Right, that's a. I've come back to that paragraph in my own life countless times. I don't know, over and over and over again. Prayer is the sum of our relationship with God. We are what we pray. Let that rock you a little bit, and then check in with, can I find 5 minutes to pray tomorrow? Can I find 10 minutes the next day and 15 minutes the next day? Thank you all very much. God bless you.